Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rogers is too weird.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Brett Favre, can you pipe down with this he should play for the Vikings talk? It would be full-on proof that the football gods hate the Jets if Rogers goes to Minnesota.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, actor Josh Gad, Steelers radio network host Jerry Dulac. Still to come, actor Dennis Leary. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Dennis Leary's in our green room, and that will end shortly, and bring him on out here. It's going to be awesome. His show, Going Dutch, the season finale of it, airs tonight on Fox, and then you can catch it tomorrow on Hulu.
Hello.
Right here on the Roku platform. Josh Gad was in studio in hour number one. I'm not going to hold his book up again. I'm just going to hold up the photograph in his book jacket. I'm jealous, man. I'm jealous. I should have brought this up to him when he was here. I mean, look at the – is this the blue steel, Josh Gad, that we got going on right here? I mean, take a look. You could see that. You see him right there? Mm. It's very impressive. He's just staring at you.
Into your soul.
You know what I mean?
Staring through you. Who wrote the foreword for your book, Rich?
Steve Sable.
Excellent.
Steve
Was
Sable.
He the only one you asked?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sent it to me within 48 hours. And it was perfect.
That tracks.
As you might imagine.
Yeah.
It was absolutely perfect. So that was great. I wear that as a badge of honor. Yeah. And that was in 2007. If I asked him later on, he would have totally been disappointed by me by then. He would never have done it. But I came out the gate impressively at NFL Network. You know, may he rest in peace, the great Steve Sable. And that's one of my favorite parts about, hosting any event for NFL Network that's big enough to require what's known in television business as the hallmark, which is what the, when you come on the air, the following is a presentation. Right, and the NFL Network uses Steve Sable's voiceover.
Still, I love that.
To this day. And we'll hear it next for the draft, which is coming up in six Thursdays. But who's counting?
Wow.
Yeah, that deserves a wow.
Gonna be here fast.
Gonna be here fast. Yeah. It'll be the night where everybody that drafts either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart or, as you heard, Jerry Dulac said in hour number two, the Steelers really like Will Howard. As he said, even though the way he looked at the combine, I appreciate when guys spin it at the combine, but I don't want to hear that, the way he looked at the combine. That's the way people don't spin it at the combine. You compete, you're thrown to a bunch of receivers that you've never thrown to. He could have had a bunch of receivers that he knew how to throw to, but virtually every one of his draftable receivers is like, I'm not working out.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater famously had a bad pro day, right?
Oh, I think so, right?
With the two gloves.
Teddy two gloves?
Yeah.
Worked out. But at any rate, everyone's hoping that
the quarterback that they draft is the one that drops into their lap from the football gods. You know, God bless Cam Ward if he's drafted second overall, because the last two second overall picks are C.J. Stroud two years ago and last year Jaden Daniels. So good luck to whoever's drafted second overall. I guess the only other spot that's the most pressure-filled is if you're drafted 199th overall as a quarterback. Good luck, because we already know you're the second best to ever be drafted in that position. Right? Everyone's hoping that they turn into the next generation. And, you know, one way to... I understand every single time Mahomes does anything against the Bills, everybody brings up the fact that the Chiefs traded up with the Bills. Yep. And, you know, the Bills took a first-round pick from the Chiefs in the next year's draft. And used that on Tremaine Edmonds. But they had another draft choice in that draft. And they used that one on Josh Allen. And as Sam Darnold is now on team number four, being drafted third overall, having the contract mimicking the latest contract for the first overall selection in that draft, Baker Mayfield, who's finally found a home in Tampa. And hopefully for Sam, his home in Seattle is as seemingly permanent as Baker's is in Tampa. Josh Allen's the one that just hit it from jump. And he's now on his second monster contract. And believe it or not, the NFL appears to be the world in which you could sign for $330 million overall. And I have imagined he's going to see all of that. And be asked if you gave money back to the team by signing such a contract. By not taking more millions of dollars. And this was Josh Allen's answer to that. He was asked in his press conference, his Zoom, in which he spoke for the first time since hitting it. I think, is this the first time he's spoken since winning the MVP as well, I believe, since his speech? I don't recall him having any other press availabilities. And I was tap dancing to hear back from Mike Hoskins, who knows everything about Buffalo Bills. He said, quite possibly, this is his first since the MVP. At any rate, he was asked about giving millions of dollars, if not $5 million back, by not signing for more.
It didn't seem like, to my perspective, I was taking a whole lot less. but when the way that I make sense of it, when you start getting these fairly big numbers throughout the entire league, you know, it's weird to say this, but what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now, right? So like it's not that crazy to me, right? Like I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car, we're good. But I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them at every chance that I could. And I told my agent that I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the pack, or impact on the cap, I should say, let's figure out a way to not do that.
Love it. Sounds great. And you know what I thought when I saw that? That's a quarterback who's under the most pressure entering 2025.
Here you go.
I figured Dennis Leary coming out is not going to stir things up enough. Bro, seriously.
Cool.
You think that guy's under the most pressure in 2025? Like that's the guy.
Yes.
Who didn't sign for enough, and he's just like, you know, I got a house, I got a car.
I don't understand.
I'm okay. We're good.
Anything that he just had to say. Love Josh Allen. This has nothing to do with the division rival or anything. How does that translate to on the field? And what's going to happen between September and February?
I don't even put him. How about this?
Don't say it. Don't say it, because you're wrong.
I don't even put him in the top five.
Exactly. Your
quarterbacks under the most pressure in 2025. I don't even put him in the top five. I don't even put him in the top five. Let me say that again. Let me stress a different word. I don't even put him in the top five.
Well, you're wrong.
How about this?
Okay, how about
let's do it?
We already know. If we're going to do a list, we already know he's number one.
No,
so start at two and go from there.
Number one, Dak is in the top five.
Then why is Josh Allen not in the top five if Dak Prescott is?
No one thinks the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl.
Brock Purdy is entirely in the top five.
Brock Purdy already went to a Super Bowl.
Brock Purdy is entirely in the top five. He's going to get paid, guys.
Okay, then what is the difference between Purdy and Josh Allen?
Because Purdy might not get another.
But he's already been there.
Josh, and he might not be on the 49ers in a couple years.
Again, not, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? He cares. That's pretty big, Chris. That'll be pretty
huge. Josh Allen doesn't care about winning or beating the Chiefs finally in the playoffs?
Cares. Of course he cares. Of course he cares. But he's going to have another run at it the next year and the year after that and the year after that.
How do we know that? I bet Dan Marino thought that.
I know he thought that.
Okay. Brock Purdy's on that list. I wasn't planning on doing this. This may take some time.
That's fine. We got time.
I was Aaron Rodgers, wherever he shows up. Because he's got only a few minutes left, potentially, in his career. A few minutes when he, obviously, an entire career. A couple seasons left. Russell, wherever he shows up. That's another one. He might not have another opportunity. That's pressure.
No one thinks wherever Russell Wilson goes are they're Super Bowl contenders. Nobody thinks that. Same thing with Rodgers. These are about guys who've never been there, have won awards,
this is why,
and have got the big money, finally winning and getting to the Super Bowl.
This is our difference.
This is our difference. Justin
Your
Herbert.
Your view of pressure is what other people are going to say about them. And my view of pressure is life and opportunity no longer being A, possibly guaranteed, or B, being there at all. That's pressure.
Their careers
have
over.
Pressure is like, oh,
Russ
my God.
And Aaron Rodgers have won Super Bowls.
What if one of these guys turns on the TV the day after their season's over and sees the topic bar all about them and half of our industry yelling about them? That's not the way I view pressure.
That's the world that we live in right now.
I view pressure as, will they get another opportunity? Which is why maybe I take Dak off the list after all.
I mean, you're talking legacy. You're talking having a job.
Well,
that's
I'm also
difference.
Talking legacy when it comes to Rodgers and Wilson, too. So I'm not saying legacy is not at all part of it. I'm just saying you're like, oh, my God, people are just going to say he's one of the worst or he's not this and he's not that, which might have part of legacy because legacy is, in fact, written by those who talk about it. Because those people are eventually going to be the selectors for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, or they're deemed not compromised enough by the Associated Press in their wacky way of deciding who gets to vote for MVPs.
If Josh Allen never makes a Super Bowl, never wins a Super Bowl, his career is a complete flop.
But he still has more time to get that Super Bowl and an organization that is functional enough to create the opportunities for him over and over again. That's why I'm saying it's not as much pressure to do it. I'm talking about time running out on a career or maybe getting something for the first time that, yes, the outside conversation will add to some form of pressure, but they might not get another opportunity to do it.
But they've already been there.
I mean, like, if you've already got a ring, how much pressure are you true? I mean, like, you did it.
Well, if Rodgers wants to keep playing and he wants to be talked about like a certain caliber of quarterback that walks into the Hall of Fame first ballot with multiple rings, then yeah. So I've come up with three. I need two more. Drake May. No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know why you're making fun of me,
Justin,
man.
Justin Fields. That's another one. Kid's going to be in New York City, and he's got a two-year, $20 million deal, and this might be the last time he gets a contract like that. That's a lot of pressure. That's big-time pressure. You know, that's a lot of long-time listeners, first-time callers to tune out.
But that's the same boat that Allen's in.
No, it's not.
I think we all kind of have different definitions. I think Chris and my definition kind of lie a little bit closer. It's when you have the Lamars, the Josh Allens, guys who've won the MVPs and who are taught as generational talents, and they haven't been able to take that next step and win the championship. I feel like, when you say life, yeah, no one has pressure. They're all paid. They're all doing well. But as an athlete on the football field, there's some pressure for you to be listed amongst those greats.
Who's a fifth quarterback here? Who do we got?
Well, you want to put Tua on there? Kirk Cousins?
Well, Tua's got more runway left on his career. Cousins might be one.
If he
gets an opportunity.
Does he?
What?
Does Tua have more runway on his career? If he gets injured again or another concussion, that might be it.
I'm just saying he's got more. If he's not hurt, he's got more runway on his contract. Maybe in a year or two. Him and Trevor Lawrence, that's the sort of thing. That's where See, now you're coming to see the way I'm seeing it right now.
No, I know you're not. Absolutely not.
But you're seeing it under the mat. You're giving me names through the
well,
prism.
I'm trying to
through my prism.
I'm trying to get to Dennis Leary now.
I think he's giving those names to try to.
All right. No, I see what you're saying. Screw it. Let's just say Daniel Jones would be done with it.
No one thinks Daniel Jones is going to do anything.
Okay. So then, but then again, you're using the prism.
By the
same
look,
prism.
Here's the deal. Joe Burrow is under a lot of pressure.
No, he's not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's got 10 more years left of his, and he might show up somewhere else instead of Cincinnati. He might one day pull a Carson Palmer.
Joe Burrow is on the Dan Marino path, and that is not a path you want to be on.
Okay. I couldn't come up with a fifth because, you know.
There isn't one?
Well, there's going to be one. I just didn't want to come up with one. And he's right. Dennis Leary's in our green room, and it hasn't been for 7 years. So let's bring him out. Let's end this. 844-204. I know it sounds unsatisfying, but it's
Jared,
the truth.
Jared Goff is under a lot of pressure next year.
Yeah.
That one, I think. That one works for both views.
All right. Just for, you know, what's in giggles, let's bring out Dennis Leary. Jared Goff, you just brought it to an end. And scene. Dennis Leary, Going Dutch, season finale tonight on Fox. Dennis Leary back on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel, our radio audience will return in a second, but look who's returned to our studio, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Dennis Leary is here, back again.
That my daughter is played by an actress named Taylor Mischiak. Mm-hmm. She used to be on Dave on FX.
Yes.
She is fantastic. She is, I can't say enough about her or the rest of the cast. Because we do a lot of improvisation.
Yes.
And she, man, she's just, most of the time on this show, I end up in scene sometimes when the improvisation is happening. I'm just trying not to laugh.
Not to laugh, you're going to break
because,
up.
Yeah. The writer is a brilliant guy named Joel Church Cooper. He did Brockmire.
Oh, we know Joel.
So Joel is a brilliant writer.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, and he's on set.
Yeah.
And he wants to shoot the pages, which are really funny. But then he also wants to play around immediately after we get the pages. So you have to be able to improvise. So this, I'm telling you, Taylor, all of them are great, but Taylor and I have so much, it's just, I love working with her because the relationship is so fraught. It's the worst dad ever,
right?
As opposed to the best dad ever.
Thank you.
And so she's just constantly like throwing stuff at me. And I you saw me stumble a couple of times in that conversation. She's throwing stuff out at me, you know?
And it was great. I mean, it's such a fun show. Again, the season finale is tonight on Fox. You can watch it the next day on Hulu, right here on Roku.
Binge it on Hulu.
Today. Today. Well, just not right now. Right, exactly. Not now, but just
not
make a
while
note.
I'm here for the first time in 7 years.
That is correct. You have to make a mental note of doing that. And you were telling me backstage, I had no idea. You shoot this in Ireland? You shoot a significant of it in Ireland?
It's set in the Netherlands.
Right.
It's based on a real army base that was closed down. because in the Netherlands, prostitution is legal and so are drugs. And this base, it was a real base. It has no weapons, no tanks, no fighter jets. It did the laundry and delivered the wine and cheese for the other 32 NATO bases, right? But because it was in the Netherlands and there was prostitution and drugs,
yes,
they inevitably made their way into there was a black market situation on the base.
Damn.
So that's the premise of the show, is my daughter is in charge of this base, and I get sent there because they want me to retire.
Yes.
Because I'm like General Patton. I'm a battle
yes.
guy. And I insulted the Joint Chiefs of Staff in a big meeting, and they forced me to go to this base. So it drives me crazy, because it's like, it's just all laundry and wine and cheese and drugs and there's no weapons. There's,
right.
there's not a gun on the base.
And you're going Dutch because you're going to the Netherlands,
yes.
but you're splitting the power with your daughter.
He's so smart. See, that, See he's not just the level. Best dad ever. Yeah. He's the smartest dad ever.
You know what? I'm just, I get it is what I'm saying. I get it, and I get you, Dennis Leary.
How are you, man?
I'm great. It's been too long.
I love this show. I don't know why it took me so long to come back.
I appreciate you saying that. We love having you on it.
Remember when the last time I was here, I think I took over and hosted.
You did, in fact, do that. You also, I do believe, this was back in the day when we used to preview who is coming up next
yes.
by having you appear on camera on our green.
Yes.
And you started firing golf balls, Texas wedge style with the putter.
I tried to hit you.
Yeah, and balls were like flying like serious.
I know, but I couldn't hit you because I suck at golf. I literally, and by the way,
only armed with that knowledge.
I know, my short game was the only, it was actually the best part of my game. I threw the clubs away.
Is that right?
Finally, yeah. Okay. I used to have my own charity golf tournament for my Leary Firefighters Foundation.
Mm.
And that only worked because they wanted me to drive around hole to play with everybody, right?
Yeah.
But that is the, you know, I played hockey. I still play hockey. I boxed. I played baseball. The hardest thing I've ever done mm-hmm. in sports is try to play golf.
Yeah.
The ball not moving was a problem for me from forget the Zen thing. Are you crazy?
Yeah, right.
I'm not built for it.
You know?
I'm cursing, screaming in between shots.
Yeah, that you kind of need more of a even keel, patient manner
when
you're playing
golf. Yeah, it
didn't
work for me. The last time I played, my son's a great golfer, and he said, come on, Dad, come on, try it one. You know, it's been a while.
Right.
So I went out, and the first shot I hit, there was a Marshall shed over here.
Yeah.
And, shooting this way, and I hit a line drive into the
Marshall.
And I started laughing, and my son got pissed at me. He's like, what are you laughing about? I was like, there's no point. What am I doing this? Like, and then I played the second hole, and then I just drove around with him because I just, it's it.
That's as much fun as you can have.
It's over. Never playing again.
What did you think of the Four Nations stuff?
Loved it.
Were you locked in?
Yeah, totally locked in. It's great. I mean, I'm pissed that we lost Charlie McAvoy. I'm a Bruins fan.
Yes, right.
Like Tkachuk getting hurt. I mean, but the
they put it on the line.
I know, but it's so intense. There's nothing like that Olympics or international competition like that to get. I mean, it's the it's the best. It's not the same in basketball. In you know when we go out and play in the Olympics, basically.
Well, the final the Thursday night final in Boston.
Yeah.
You know, in TD Garden, you know, where they brought out, they brought out Eruzioni beforehand, Gretzky, and it was apparently the toughest ticket in the history of TD Garden.
Oh, yeah, no, it was tough. It was going to be tough anyways, but once the heat built up.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Eruzioni, baby. Mike Eruzioni.
And it was 2 days before the Miracle on Ice 45th anniversary.
Yeah.
It was great. It was
I used to skate against Mike in East Boston. That's where he's from. Yeah.
What do you mean you used to skate against
him? I skated against him in the men's league. When I didn't play against him in high school, but I played in a men's league, and we played, I can't remember the name of his team.
Pre-Olympics for him? Or
oh, no. This is like when we were adults.
So Eruzioni's out there, you know, Mr. Gold Medal himself.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a rink rat. I don't know if he is anymore. I was in Boston, I think I was making a movie or something in Boston, and, you know, we went out and skated. My whole family's up there, and I used to play up there in men's league. So my men's league team was still playing there. Do you want to come out? I was like, yeah, I'll come out and play.
Yeah. And Arruzioni's on the right.
Yeah, he's a rink rat. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know.
How many shifts can you give me right now, Dennis Leary? How many
shifts?
Oh,
I play like 3 times a week during the winter, especially.
What's your, you know? What are you? You're
a defenseman.
You're a defenseman.
I went from being a rushing, scoring. My speed was the only thing I had in my favor in hockey, right? My speed and my anger. It's a great sport for rage. And my speed is now gone. And one of the leagues I play in is all ages, uh-huh. right? And a lot of the daughters and the sons of the guys play, but you know, these are like really like we have girls who play in the professional
yeah.
hockey league. Play.
Right.
So I'm a stay at home defenseman, and I tell kids in advance, if you're going around me, I am gonna clutch, grab, and trip you because they're so fast now. They're unbelievably fast. I do a lot of tripping, you know, a lot of cross checking, a lot of clutch and grab. I mean, I can't cover them anymore.
So is there anybody? Anybody reffing this thing? Anybody?
No.
So,
I mean,
so there's no. So why not do it if there's no penalty?
Exactly. You know, then I play in a league that's my guy. You know, my. I think the beginning age is like 45, and up through. I'm 68 this year, up into the 70s, and that league's. I'm still fast in that league.
So,
I think I'm moving into the 70 and up league soon, just because then I'll be really fast.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but you got to keep playing. You
Dennis
know?
Leary here
Best
on
sport
the
world.
Listen, man, that the Four Nations again. That was one of ESPN's greatest broadcasts in terms of numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
In the history,
yeah,
they putting great hockey on there, or almost any sport
yeah,
that they put on there.
That was great hockey.
It was great.
Those three fights at the beginning of that game.
Well, that one is what set my phone off.
Yeah,
like I wasn't watching the
beginning
of it, and my phone starts buzzing like crazy. You know, three dropping of gloves
I
in 9 seconds.
That game, I had everything set up.
Yeah.
You know, in I have my own room, my own television. I told my wife, I'm watching this game. I don't want any interruptions.
Yeah.
But I was getting my snack ready. I was still in the kitchen, the other room, I could hear it. I was getting my snack ready because I figured, the puck drop and then I'll.
Yeah.
And I hear the fight start. So I go in and I'm like, and then I go to get my, another fight. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting the snack now. That was awesome. By the way, I have to say, even though they play their rivals
yes.
of the Bruins, the Tkachuk brothers, man, their father, you know, who's from Massachusetts, was a great player and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And that's a campaign that needs to be spoken about more publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Keith Tkachuk needs to be in the Hall of Fame. He was a great player. But those two kids are amazing hockey players.
They are.
Yeah, amazing
and
hockey players.
And they're great representatives of the USA right
yeah,
across their chest too, Matt.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Dennis Leary here on the Rich Eisen Show. Again, the season finale of Going Dutch airs tonight on Fox, the next day on Hulu. We haven't done this in a while with you. Celebrity true or false, parts of your career
Ooh.
That we've heard about that I want to know if it's true or not.
Okay.
Dennis Leary, hit it.
Celebrity, true,
a lot of
or
pressure.
False.
It shouldn't be just true or false. It should be, does he remember?
That's true.
I don't know
We're
if that's going to happen or not.
We're going to test it right here.
Did you do this with Kevin Costner?
We did.
I can't remember. I watched it. Okay,
we have
did.
Done
okay.
this with Kevin.
Did you do it with Larry David?
No. What we do with Larry is we give him social situations.
Yes, of
ask
course.
Ask him what's right to do not.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do
he's,
with Larry.
He's the man to ask for that.
You know, like, you know, stuff like destination weddings and things like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
like,
do you
bring a gift if you go to a destination wedding?
Don't start. My son just got engaged. We just had the destination wedding conversation
Uh-oh.
In my house
Uh-oh.
Like less than a week ago. So.
So I touched a third rail here. I don't
yes,
mean to do
there's
it.
Yes, a third rail. There is a third rail. How old are your kids now?
16, 14, and 11.
All right, so you're not there yet.
Well, where's the destination?
This is the thing that drives me nuts, okay? This is the thing that drives me nuts, right? So I'm just going to give you an example.
Sure.
Last summer,
yes.
my, I think it was last summer, one of my nieces got married, and she decided to do a destination wedding in Vermont. I live in New York, which is drivable.
Yeah, right.
It's drive. Her, you know, her mom is from Boston, the Boston area. So it's like a lot of the people in both families are going to be able to drive, right? Some people are going to have to fly in. It was great. Right. It was 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stop here and just say, even though I love my niece and I was glad mm-hmm. to go, and it was beautiful. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
there's 4 days. So you get there on Thursday, there's a dinner on the thing on the Thursday, and Friday there's some activities, and there's another dinner on Friday and the thing, and then Saturday there's a thing in the van, and then the wedding is Sunday.
Yes.
We had it was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. But here's the other one, right? Which is like, oh, my daughter's getting married in, you know, they're doing it in the Caribbean. It's like, well, so wait a minute. You want people, because you're paying for your own hotel rooms and your flights, right? You're so important. Your love is so big that you're going to, right? Because I've done those. I've done those with nieces and nephews, and then they're divorced 2 years later with a kid. With a kid. And then do you mind watching the kid? The kid from the Caribbean wedding thing that didn't work out? That I spent all the money for? Why am I spending money? So that's my thing. I said to my son and his girlfriend, and they haven't exactly decided, but I think we've convinced them they live in Brooklyn, to do it in New York, in the city, yes. This beautiful, yes. Blah, 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 bing, right?
Right.
And they were just at a destination wedding someplace like Aruba or something, like a couple weeks ago, yeah. Right? And that was a pain in the ass. They had to fly, pay, bah, 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 right? So I'm like, do it in Brooklyn, do it in Manhattan, yeah. Yeah. Right? That's a destination for some people too, by the way. So people from California. And
so we're to be determined? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're still, I think we're going to be Brooklyn. So I just don't, how?
So I'm with you, just so you're aware.
Yeah, don't charge people.
What I'm saying is.
4 days?
So I
five?
Always, the argument that I've said with my wife and that I brought up to Larry is that you should not be required to give a present if you go to a destination
wedding.
Present
is your
pain. My presence, yes. Is my present.
No present.
And Larry basically said that for if you're invited to a destination wedding, you don't even go. And I said to him, what is the...
Larry's present to them is him not showing up.
I said, what is the distance from your house that you'd consider...
For a wedding.
For a wedding. He said an hour and a half by car.
That's more than I would.
Interesting.
I would have guessed he would have said 20 minutes.
He said an hour and a half by car. And he basically said when you get your
each way.
No, just to go. I guess. Yeah. An hour and a half by car each way. And he basically I didn't ask him if that was a round trip. I should do that the next time. And he basically said that when you get an invitation, you should just write in the RSVP too far. So. But then you got a snort from Dennis Leary.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So celebrity true or false.
Yes.
Here we go. Dennis Leary.
Yes.
True or false, you refuse to wear a glove with Mickey Mantle's signature on it for
true.
The movie The Sandlot.
True.
So you're...
And by the way, it was my first movie.
Yes, I was about to say.
Yeah.
So you had... This is your first movie.
And I love the script. I mean, I'm no genius, and I was brand new to the movie business, but I was like, you know, I love sports movies, and I love baseball movies. And I was like, I really think this is one of those ones, if they do it right, this could be like a thing that kids will watch forever.
Uh-huh.
And so I was totally in. And
you were right, by the way. We show it to my kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was like,
theirs.
Dude, I got to tell you, I cannot, my character and me are both telling you, I cannot, you know, and I love Mickey Mantle, right? Of all, you want to talk Yankees, I mean, and baseball greats, but I'm not wearing a Mickey Mantle.
So is it true they had to get you a Red Sox one?
Yeah.
In order for you to use it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they didn't think you were a
and
diva?
I have been involved in other movies where they've said, like, I read it in the script and he walks in wearing a Yankee cap and go, I'm not wearing a Yankee cap. And now they know. They just, don't worry about that Yankee cap thing. We're going to take that out. I'm like, well, good, because, you know. Yeah, no. I just, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, I'm not even a lapsed Catholic. I'm so out of that church. It's like when I go to like when there's a funeral or a wedding, you know, in my family that takes place in a Catholic church, the priest will always make some kind of like, huh, nice to have you here, you know, because they don't, you can feel like the candles melting extra fast when I walk in,
come
you know
on.
What I mean? So a Yankee cap on my head is like Satan-esque to me.
So there was no like, that you weren't afraid it would filter back to James Earl Jones that you were a diva about your glove or anything like that?
I didn't care. I don't care. The Red Sox blood, the Bruins blood, they run deep.
Did you meet James Earl Jones on the set?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you have a good story about that at all or no?
Well, he's just, God, he was, you know, I'm such a, historically such a fan of him as an actor.
Sure.
That when I was a kid, I remember seeing The Great White Hope. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
Of course. I'm like,
and you know, he was an amazing theatrical actor as well. So I'd seen him as a young acting student. I saw him on Broadway. I can't remember the play now, but I was, so the, forget the movie work and the Field of Dreams, which was, you know, that was one of those movies that I literally was crying in the theater with Jeff Garling from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I saw that with Jeff.
No kidding.
We were unknown guys at the time, obviously, and we're two huge baseball fans. We both went to that movie literally crying, and grown men crying in the movie theater. So I was, of course, I wanted to ask him a million questions about acting.
Sure.
You know, and about The Great White Hope and stuff. But, you know, we're on set. He had a million lines. I have, you know, so it was just to be in his presence was amazing.
That's pretty cool, man. I love it.
But to be in a movie with him?
And by the way, you're not wrong. The Sandlot lives forever.
Yes.
It does.
Great movie.
True or false, Dennis Leary, you were invited to be in R.E.M.'s Shiny Happy People music video after they saw you rant about them in an MTV sketch.
No.
That is false.
It's false. I'll tell you what is true is I did a rant about, I did an MTV spot about Shiny Happy People.
Okay.
And some other stuff I hated. And I, you know, there was real anger and rage. And then I was in a restaurant in Los Angeles, with Sean Penn, who's an old friend of mine. And, and it was kind of empty. We were having an early dinner and it was an outdoor patio so you could smoke. So we're just sitting there, two angry Irish guys smoking. and Penn, my back was to the door and Penn goes, Hey, Michael Stipe's on his way over here. I go, what? He goes, Michael Stipe's walking over. And I was like, what? And I turn, Michael Stipe. So I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But when you piss people off, you know. And he walked up and he hands me a little matchbook and then walks away. Doesn't say anything. And I open the matchbook cover. You know, it's the old matches.
Yeah, of course.
And it says, I hate shiny, happy people too. And I'm like, and so we look over and he's at a table and he's smiling. So Sean and I go, and we went over and we sat with him and he was the greatest guy. He had a great sense of humor about himself. You know, we knew mutual people, musicians. So it was really, I did a Fashion Rocks charity event for the King of England now, but at the time he was the Prince, the Prince's Trust. Mm-hmm. I hosted it in, it was like 17 fashion designers and 17 rock stars.
Yeah.
And Michael was singing with somebody, I can't remember who, Brian Adams or something, at that gig. And he was still great. He was, you know, he was a really nice guy about it.
I imagine he didn't perform Shiny Happy People with that. Because he hates it.
Yeah.
Odd is great. I got a couple more.
They had some great songs, but Shiny Happy People was not one of them.
Clearly, that has been stipulated by you. True or false, you were offered Mark Wahlberg's role in The Departed, but had to turn it down because of scheduling conflicts with Rescue Me.
Yes. Now, let me be clear about this one.
Okay.
I can't. I think I was offered Alec Baldwin's role first.
Okay.
Right? I know Scorsese. I knew him then. Rescue Me was such a monster because I was also writing that show.
Sure.
And so, and it took us.
You were in almost every scene too.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, it would take us, you know, 4 or 5 months to shoot the show. And then it took us a couple of months in advance to start writing it. And then we would write as we went. So it was a monster schedule. So I would have like maybe 2 months off total. And sometimes only a month off, you know, at the end of the season. And Scorsese's producer called me and said, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God. And I said, I had like 3.5 weeks. And they said, we can do it. We'll stick you in. And I said, but you're going to be shooting while I'm shooting the beginning of the next season of Rescue Me. And they said, well, we'll shoot you on the weekends. You could shoot Rescue Me Monday through Friday. I'm like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do the Mark Wahlberg role. Then they thought about the Baldwin role. And then I realized, like, I don't want to do this because it's not going to be fair to him. And it's not going to be fair to Rescue Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, my one time I'm going to, you know, first work with Scorsese, you know, I thought there'd be more, right?
Sure.
Like, I don't want it to be like I'm tired and exhausted and just flew up from New York.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I turned him down and thinking I was going to, you know, be in one of his movies. What a moron. Here I am.
What a moron. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So that is true.
So I'm still hopeful, awesome. Marty.
You never know.
Yeah.
Hey, man. There's still
old Irish gangster. This, right?
True or false, Dennis Leary. Last one.
By the
one.
Way, I can't wait to see Alto Nights where De Niro plays two gangsters.
No doubt. De Niro, man. The greatest. Last one for you, Dennis Leary. True or false. You got acting tips from Bill Belichick for your role as Coach Penn in Draft Day.
I did. I kept it quiet for a long time because I promised him I would. I loved the script. I think I told you, might have said this to you before, but like,
right.
Somebody called me, my agent called me and he said, hey, Kevin Costner's doing a football movie with Ivan Reitman. And he's about to say something. And I went, I'm in. He goes, well, no, let me, you know, I said, no, I'm in. He's like, don't you want to know who you're playing? I said, I don't care who I'm playing. A sports movie with Kevin Costner. I could not be a bigger Costner fan.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, all of those movies. And also there's Westerns. And the greatest Western he ever did, which doesn't get enough credit, Open Range. You ever see that movie?
No, I have not.
Open Range is the best Western he ever did.
Okay.
It's with him and Robert Duvall. He directed it and wrote it.
Okay.
Amazing movie. Has the greatest shootout in the history of Westerns. Anyways, I told Kevin that. Anyways, so I got the script. I talked to the writers. I talked to Kevin briefly. And then I said to Bill, like, can I send you this and you look through it and tell me what's real, what's not real, blah, blah, blah.
You sent him the Draft Day script.
I sent him the script.
Uh-huh.
He read it. And we got on the phone and went through it. And he gave me some great pointers about this, that.
Anything
the other thing.
That you can remember?
One of the things if you saw the movie,
yes, of course.
You know, they put the thing where they have the player look at the playbook. They can tell it. He looked at the playbook by putting a $20 bill in it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So Belichick said, "That's mine." You know, I invented that. And I was like, so I told the writers. I said, "Bada da," and they went, "Oh, we didn't know that. We just heard it from this guy that used to work for the Jets." I'm like, "Well,
yeah,
right." Because you know, Belichick's just. I mean, wow. He is a genius. Yeah, he's a psychological genius when it comes to everything.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So he's reading the script and he goes, that's my movie.
Yeah, that was mine. So he was really helpful. And I had a blast making that movie, man. Costner is such a pro, such an amazing guy, but also as such a generous, his concern every day was that everybody else was really good. Because he knows as a team player, like in order for the thing to work, we all have to be good. Right? And God, he was good.
Every time the draft comes up, I hear about it. You know, I'm in it as well, just as a brief bit. And I'll never forget, we were shooting in New York City at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, Frank Langella played the owner.
And he was great.
And he came up like, Frank Langella. I mean, my God. I'm sitting there in between nights one and two of the draft, and I figured I'll have the script right here in front of me. I didn't look at it. I didn't care. I'm going to do it for sure. And he comes walking up to me in Radio City Music Hall, Frank Langella,
okay. One of the greatest actors of all time.
Agreed. And he looks at me, he goes, would you like to run lines? And I'm like, oh
my God.
I haven't looked at the script yet. And I'm like, just give me a minute, Mr. Langella. Went up there and he sat down and I looked at my script. I hope he didn't mind me just looking at my script. And we went over. I have run lines with Frank Langella.
Dude, I got to tell you something. Frank Langella, first of all, he's been a great actor for so long in the theater. He did Frost Nixon, play Frost Nixon. But I saw it on the stage.
Right.
It's one of those things where you go like, why am I acting? Why do I think I can do this job after you see a performance? He played Nixon. It's so insane. And on draft day, I peppered him. I just peppered him. He's one of those guys that will tell you the stories. Like, I was like, listen, I know you performed and then for the Kennedys and then were invited to Hyannisport. So he told me that story about being with JFK and Jackie and blah, blah, blah. And then I asked him about, and he'll tell you all the stories.
He's spilling the tea, man.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Dude, it's been great having you here. You're the best.
I'm done?
Dude. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, unless you want to stick around for one more segment.
Yeah, I'll stick around for one more segment.
Dennis Leary's going to stick around.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
No Contest Wrestling. where O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their hot takes with the biggest names in the game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bron Breakker.
Welcome to the Pod.
My aspirations in life, I always wanted to be a WWE superstar.
The prodigy, Roxanne Perez. I gotta talk about the hugger cosplay.
I mean, it was perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah. LA Knight.
What
man.
Am I Welcome doing here? At this point, I can retire. See you, everybody.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We've done this before with you.
Yeah.
I've got three social situations. You are the judge and jury as to what is done.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
First one is destination weddings. Okay.
It's already funny.
Destination weddings. I say to my wife, we're going to a destination wedding. We should not give a present because my presence is my present. What do you say, Larry?
First
David?
Of all, where is the wedding? How far is it?
Another country.
Okay, you don't even go. You don't go. You don't go.
But it's a close family friend.
I don't care. I am not flying 14 hours on a plane
yes.
to somebody's wedding. I'm not going to do that.
Even if it's a nice destination where it's a nice hotel and you're set up?
No, 14 hours on a plane, you can't even breathe. Come on.
So what would be the distance from your house that you would
An hour and a half by car. That's it. No plane. You don't get on planes for weddings.
Right.
Okay, out of the question.
Here's social situation number two for you, Larry David.
Sure.
You're going over to somebody's house.
Okay.
All right, for, yeah. let's say the fight, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. This happened to one of our producers,
sure.
Ken Tulo, okay?
Okay.
They brought desserts. Fight ends. Nobody's touched the desserts. They like these desserts. Is it okay to take the desserts home?
All right, well, we did this on Seinfeld.
You did?
Yeah, the marble rye.
Well, the marble, okay.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You bring it over. Do they know you brought it over?
Yes, they do.
Well, if they know you brought it over, then you can't take it.
But what if nobody's tried it? You know, it's not like a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine could be
still,
savored later on.
It's still,
it's a perishable.
You're bringing it to the host, right?
That's true.
The host saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if the host didn't see it, then you could sneak out with it.
So if the host never saw it, table and there's no note,
yeah,
that's when you could take it.
If you think you're not going to get caught, yeah, then you could take it.
The problem is, though, Larry, is you never know what was looking. The eye in the sky
well,
may catch it.
Well, that's the gamble, yeah. But if the host sees it, you can't take it.
All right, the last one for you, Larry, LD. Shoes off on a plane. Do you have a problem with somebody on a plane taking
I have
shoes?
A big problem with it, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, keep them on. Okay? You know, don't make yourself, it's not your house, all right? You're outside, you're in public. I don't want to see your socks. And God forbid you have a little odor down there. Who needs that, right?
And I don't even want to know if you do have it.
Exactly. It's close quarters. Come on. Take a couple of minutes, keep your shoes on.
So those who take their shoes off with shorts on and then put their socked feet up on the bulkhead?
Oh, God almighty. No, no good. Oh, God. That is out. Yes.
Oh, man. Of course we're going to run that after Dennis Leary giving us his 2 cents on destination weddings. Didn't think we were going to get that today. By the way, I'm sorry. I'm going to end up repeating this when the radio audience returns. As soon as Dennis Leary said, absolutely, I'll stay to the end, his people, if you will, reminded him he's got to appear on Jennifer Hudson's program.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a bit. I imagine, does she shoot in the Valley, I imagine? Probably in one of those lots?
Got to imagine it's a Burbank situation.
Yeah, so. And we don't provide helicopter service, so you got to go.
Yet.
I like the cut of your jib, sir.
Thank you, sir. Because could you imagine one day? Because we have a little, we can land.
Oh, is that right?
There's a building over here. Yeah, they can land.
Oh, they can land a helipad. Yeah. Hey, let's get right on that.
We'll table that.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Dennis Leary had to go, actually, as soon as he said, sure, I'll stay. He was told he had an appearance on Jennifer Hudson's program. Except we won't make him dance down the hallway.
It's nice that Dennis, you know, he's been here 7 years. It's nice that he's calmed down. Oh,
that's right. Same guy, man. Right as rain. Same friggin' guy.
The best.
Truly. I really enjoy his company, and everybody should watch Going Dutch season finale tonight on Fox, or you watch it tomorrow when it shows up on Hulu.
Hulu.
You can watch it right here on the Roku portal. Hyundai Getaway Sales Event's going on right now. It's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Can't believe we started the show and we're ending it. Aaron Rodgers hasn't made any news. Cooper Kupp hasn't made any news.
Nothing.
Cooper Flag, is he back alley-ooping now?
Cooper
or what?
Flag, x-rays negative.
Thank God.
So John Shire said just going to see how he feels in the next week.
Okay, sounds good. And and they did, in fact, win, correct?
They did. Yeah.
Okay,
they're moving on.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
And another show that you can watch right here on the Roku portal is The Green and White Lotus. There he is. He's shooting it right now in Southern California. Beautiful destination. Back to wrap this show up on the Roku channel in a moment.